Hello guys, and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I'm Chelsea, former overweight, healthy vegan, confused about why I couldn't look like my favorite plant-based influencers, even though I was chugging back green smoothies every day. After a decade of unsustainable vegan diets, I learned the truth about weight loss, lost 40 pounds, and now I'm in the best shape of my life, even after two kids. Girl, if you've been struggling to drop the pounds as a vegan, stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, sick of yo-yo dieting and going hungry, never being able to get and stay lean, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I share the no BS truth about why vegan women are overweight, the action steps to get you shedding fat, and the mindset you'll need to get slim for life. I'm stoked to have you here. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I am so incredibly excited for this episode because I have the absolute privilege of interviewing Ruth Ann and hearing her story of how she went from tons of unsustainable diets or knowing what to do and then not being able to stick to it, having to really push yourself to get motivated, to now having lost 25 pounds, to be able to maintain that weight, and to have created a lifestyle where maintaining that is easy. Because if you are human, then you've probably noticed that there is a bit of a disconnect between what you know you should be doing or will lead you to the results that you want, and then actually being able to do that on a day-to-day basis. One of my favorite parts of this interview is where Ruth Ann is telling us how she makes this so incredibly easy for herself and how she looks at different environments, and then she thinks about like, what's the biggest obstacle that I need to overcome in this environment? Let's say that's going out to eat with friends, or what's that look like when I need to pack for my work lunch every day? So as you listen to this episode, get those little nuggets of goodness out and think about how you can be using these kind of concepts to make your lifestyle easier. As I always say, you do not have to get this perfect. You make progress through taking bold, messy action. And I love how Ruth Ann has done that as well. Ruth Ann, thank you so, so much for coming on the podcast. Let's get into it. It is a good one. Ruth Ann, so you've lost about 25 pounds since joining Lean with Plants, which is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell everyone a little bit about who you are and also your dieting history?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Chelsea. My name's Ruth Ann. I'm 26 years old. I'm a high school math teacher, and I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm also certified in plant-based nutrition, which is kind of like a fun little side fact. I don't know if you knew that about me, Chelsea, but yeah, so obviously love all things nutrition. I also love playing basketball, roller skating, hiking, going to the beach, and all things music. In terms of my dieting history, growing up, I was always like really self-conscious about like the size of my legs. That's like where a lot of my extra weight will go if I gain weight. So that's just something that's always been like one of my biggest things that I'm self-conscious about. And, you know, as growing up as a woman, you know, I've been programmed to compare myself to other people a lot. So those are just some things that I struggled with in terms of, yeah, my mentality growing up and in my youth and in my, you know, young teens. My first diet was probably my sophomore year of high school. I went on this like shake diet. It was like through this brand GNC, which is like a health store in the US. I don't know if you guys have GNC where you are, but it's like where people buy like protein shakes and stuff like that. And it was terrible. I had like these nasty powdered shakes for like breakfast and lunch. And then I would just eat like a animal product, like protein and like veggies for dinner. And I actually did that for like 3 months, which is like mind blowing looking back at it. It just like wasn't even real food. They were like meal replacement shakes. And I remember I tried to do it again, like a year later. And I literally lived like gag, like even just like smelling the shake, because I was like, I literally can't do this again, because like obviously that was just not sustainable and not like did not like yeah, promote a very healthy relationship with food whatsoever. But it worked.
Yeah.
So,
that must have been, that must have been incredibly hard to stick to, especially as an active person.
I literally have no idea how I even did it for as long as I did. Like, looking back, I was just like super determined. I was a sophomore in high school. I was dating a boy at the time that was a senior, and I knew I was going to like senior prom at the end of the school year. It was like, so it was just like, I had that like big goal and like motivation the whole time, which I think like, you know, helped me like stay motivated through it. And like I said, I was always comparing myself to other people, which I kind of let like drive my motivation to like continue with that, which is just like crazy to me.
It can be actually really motivating in a terrible way. Like, I remember those days of like looking on Tumblr. Like,
I literally was going to say that. I would like open up Tumblr and I would literally just like look at all the skinny girls on there.
All the Finspo. Did you have like a Finspo Tumblr
literally
page? Yeah.
Literally.
So unhealthy, right?
So unhealthy. But I remember like lying in my bed at night in high school, like just looking at that stuff and like, yeah, just like that was my motivation, which is like, yeah, super unhealthy. And I still feel like I'm healing that kind of like mentality in my brain a lot of the times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So crazy. I tried doing, I think, paleo for like a hot second, somewhere between high school and college. And then after my freshman year of college, I gained a ton of weight. Was the heaviest I ever been. And yeah, that following summer, I picked up a book that my friend had always had that intrigued me. It was literally called Skinny Bitch. Excuse my language.
I remember the book.
Yeah, so like, I didn't even know it was going to be talking about veganism. And then it just like rocked my world when I read it. And I literally went vegan overnight. And like, it's been 7.5 years since that day. Literally, you know, so like, yeah, so I plunged into the world of veganism. I was vegan for like a year, just kind of transitioning from like a, you know, standard American diet. And then I found like the black hole of YouTube, of course, found like all the high carb, low fat people, the raw people. Definitely tried to give all those different, you know, ways of being vegan a try. It was always really hard though. And like really like isolating, because it's like already one thing to be vegan in a society that's not, but then to like go to those like extra extremes was always like really difficult to like stick to them. But yeah, then also found like a lot of vegan doctors or just plant-based doctors, which I feel like was like a really good thing through all this kind of craziness and world of YouTube, because like they had like sound, like, you know, approaches, evidence and all this stuff. So I never got like too crazy with like the raw diet or anything. Like, I would try them for like a little bit, but I really did just try and focus on being like whole food plant-based most of the time. But definitely have, you know, always kind of struggled with like eating vegan junk food at times and all those kind of things. So even by eating like whole food plant-based most of the time, like it was still pretty easy to like gain weight or have extra weight on just from like those junk food, like binge moments, honestly.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you, if when you read the book, you started to lose weight from going vegan.
Yeah. So I like just not even trying to like lose weight, lost like 10 pounds just from going vegan, just from cutting out probably all the dairy products and stuff that I was eating. I also suffered from seasonal allergies all year round prior to going vegan, and I was on like allergy meds every day. So I was kind of battling that when I did find veganism too, and was playing with the idea of just like giving up dairy in general to help with that issue. And yeah, after a few months of being vegan, completely like healed myself of like seasonal allergies and like,
wow.
Yeah, it was all I needed to, you know, be convinced. I also was like super exhausted all the time before going vegan, especially after my first year of college. I remember like having to like take shots of espresso before my morning classes to like even just like stay awake in my classes. And then like, yeah, that was like one of the biggest things I noticed after going vegan and going back to school my sophomore year, I was like, wow, like I'm actually like awake and don't need that like midday nap anymore, which was also very motivating to continue on.
Yeah, hugely.
Yeah, you feel like, oh, this is what it feels like to be alive and enjoy your
life. Yeah. You lost that initial 10 pounds, yeah. And you were kind of getting into looking at some of the plant-based doctors and YouTube, and then what happened next for you?
Yeah, so I think I would go through kind of like a roller coaster of being really diligent with trying to make the right choices, trying to continually educate myself, get, again, motivated maybe from like watching what I eat in a day and things like that on YouTube. But then I would, you know, go so hard and be so wrapped up in that. And then I would kind of feel like fatigued from it. And then, you know, I was a math major in college, so like I had a lot of other things pulling at my attention all the time. So then, you know, like I would forget the nutrition stuff and just kind of eat whatever I wanted. And then I'd go back to it because I'd gain a little bit of weight, and then I'd want to like remotivate myself by educating myself, like listening to podcasts, listening to eBooks, like things like that. So I feel like over the past few years, honestly, before I found Lean with Plants, that was kind of like the biggest, I don't know, that was like the most prominent thing happening with my like weight loss and veganism. Like I just would be like really motivated to learn and do the right thing, and then I would feel fatigue and stop. And then just kind of going back and forth like that for a long time.
It sounds like it's almost, correct me if I'm wrong, but a bit of a disconnect between like knowing what you wanted to do and then not having the habits or having the tools to actually make that a consistent lifestyle.
Absolutely. Like I've, like I said, I'm even certified in plant-based nutrition. It's like never been a matter of like educating myself or like knowing what's the right thing to do, but that was all I really knew how to do to like get myself started again and motivating myself, because I didn't have any kind of idea of like, yeah, habit building. So that's been like one of the biggest things that has changed since joining with Lean with Plants, and been really awesome, because I just was so annoyed before Lean with Plants of going through that cycle and also feeling like, what do I want to say? Like, I didn't want to like have to be like obsessed with nutrition and thinking about food all the time to be making, you know, those right choices and making those things happen. Cause that's what it kind of felt like. And why I'd get frustrated. It's like, all right, well, I'm only like successful in doing this when like, it's like the only thing I'm thinking about. And I just,
it becomes like, your entire life. And then you can maintain it, but then other things get more important.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So you've come like in a long way, obviously 25 pounds, you've made this a lifestyle since joining Lean with Plants. Can you talk a little bit about what your diet looks like now, or what your lifestyle looks like now, and what changes you've seen in the habits that you've made? Like, how have you made this something that you feel like is a consistent lifestyle?
Yeah, well, I think what has been the biggest thing for me is just in terms of my lifestyle, just like being very like graceful with myself in this past year. It's been my first year with Lean with Plants. And like, I think we all go into it like with these like expectations of like, okay, I know what I need to do. If I follow this course, like I can achieve my goals like pretty quick. But what I've like come to realize this past year is that, you know, this is the first year you're trying to do all of this. You're going through different seasonal changes, different environments, you know, depending on that year. So I think I've just learned to be like, okay, like if I'm going to build this lifestyle, it needs to be flexible. It needs to be reevaluated when my like environment does change and things like that. So yeah, I've definitely been just a lot more at ease, and especially too, like I was saying, with being kind of like in that roller coaster of needing to be obsessed with nutrition and food to like feel like you're making progress. So I've definitely like shifted a very far away from that now, which like is amazing. It's made my life so much more at peace, honestly. But yeah, currently right now I'm back at work. I'm a teacher. We were in distance learning for a long time, so that was interesting. Like, you know, that had its own environmental changes, like being able to like walk into my kitchen at any point and just eat food, you know. But like now I'm back at work. teaching in person. I'm also a basketball coach, so my schedule is very busy during the week. So I think it's been really good because, one, my knee is up, right? Like, I'm walking a lot being a teacher, and I'm standing all day. I'm even like standing right now at my like,
oh, nice.
But like, yeah. So, I'm like very on the go all the time. I like it though, cause I also, have very structured times of the day that I can eat. So I feel like that really does like help me with my consistency and things. So a lot of the time I will meal prep on Sundays, and I will make, I've been doing like overnight oats a lot for breakfast, during the week. And I'll do like blueberries, peaches, oats, chia seeds, like plant milk. And yeah, I'll like make five of those for the week. And I also like to do like a giant salad at lunchtime. I'll put like a whole can of chickpeas in it though, to like make it really, filling and good. And I keep it really simple. I think that's like one of the biggest things that like helps me too with my lifestyle, is that I keep it simple. Like, I used to make salads that were like very, you know, elaborate, which were good, but I can kind of get that like fatigue from like, you know, spending so much time in the kitchen. So I literally will buy like the spring mix already washed and whatever, and then I just throw it into like five containers. I just clean my cherry tomatoes and just throw those in whole, like don't even cut them. I just rinse the beans and throw that in. And like, that's my simple salad. It's just like, you know, I don't like add anything extra anymore, which has been really helpful for my, me and my consistency right now. And then I noticed personally that I like to eat a lot of food at dinner time, so that I, yeah, leave a lot of kind of room to eat until I'm very stuffed at dinner time. And I, again, keep it really easy. I buy bags of like washed cut broccoli right now. Same with like string beans. Those are like my two go-to veggies with dinner. Mm. And I'll buy like soups that are oil-free, that are kind of like my starchy side of the meal, or I'll meal prep like sweet potatoes and just keep it really simple. Honestly, I'm new to living by myself right now, which has been really good for consistency. It's a lot easier when you're like not preparing food for anyone else. And yeah, easier to just like stay on track with all of these things. But yeah, that's like kind of what my lifestyle looks like in terms of food.
It's so interesting because like you've said like a lot of key things there, and I want to get into that a little bit later on in things like environment. Obviously, environment is a huge shaper of human behavior. James Clear from Atomic Habits. I think it's Atomic Habits. It is James Clear. Yeah, I get my names and my books mixed up sometimes. But he says that environment is the hidden hand that shapes human behavior, which is really true. Like, we talk about that a lot in Lean of Plants. But one of the things that I wanted to just get a little bit deeper on is that there's obviously been this huge shift where you've gone from thinking that it had to be complicated, thinking that, you know, it had to be your entire life and trying to motivate yourself, to now it's really simple. It's really obvious, and it's kind of effortless or easy, a lot easier to make that happen and to make those habits like a part of your lifestyle. What was the mindset shift that changed, or what changed? Like, what's happened in between that gap of being like, I have to be, you know, obsessed about this, to having it something that is, you know, supported in your lifestyle, whether that is being on your own, like cooking just for yourself, or, you know, being in isolation or working at your job, hugely different environments there. Like, can you walk us through what happened, or what that shift was?
Yeah, well, I think it all comes down to, first off, like one of the first things I learned with Lean with Plants is just like simply knowing like how someone loses weight, because I literally didn't even know that beforehand. And just like simplifying everything. Like, okay, simply you lose weight if you're in a calorie deficit. If you're in a surplus, you gain weight. And, you know, there's also maintenance in the middle there. But just like that like baseline, like foundational knowledge was already so helpful in terms of like my mindset and just all of these kind of things shifting. So yeah, that was also, so that's like one thing that really helped kind of shifted. Also, like just redefining success for myself constantly. Like, that's like my favorite phrase to use. And I say it a lot to the girls in my pod too, like, just constantly like redefining success, right? Like, okay, you've never tried to create your lifestyle yet during the summer, you know, or during this holiday or around these people or in this new place. So it's like, yes, we have like those kind of big overarching goals, but it's like, okay, like what could success look like when I'm in this space right now? Like, mm-hmm. and like, how can I be proud of myself for that? So it like keeps me motivated and keeps like the momentum moving in the right place, because like life just has thrown me so many curveballs in this past year. And, you know, I just have had to like shift my expectations, because it's very easy to like in these new environments to just, or like in these new situations to get kind of like down on yourself, or like, oh, maybe you didn't lose that weight as fast as you thought you would, or, you know, things like that. So like I said, redefining success has been kind of like one of the biggest things for me.
That's huge. It really sounds like you've gone from thinking that needing to get it right and needing to get it perfect was the definition of success, to being like, what does progress look like in all of these different areas? What would progress look like with my family? What would progress look like in the summer holidays when like I'm out eating a lot?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like one of my biggest redefining successes was for this year was that, hey, actually, if you're not, you know, maybe moving towards that like last 10 you want to lose, like, wait, you've never maintained a weight for a year. Like, that was a huge one for me. Yeah. And like you said, like in certain situations, right, it's like, okay, well, I can't eat the perfect thing right now. You know, I used to have like that, like all or nothing approach too. So just like kind of getting rid of that and like saying again, like, what does success look like right now? Like, what is like a better option that I would have than what I would have done in the past? It doesn't need to be perfect, right? But it just can, you know, what can success look like right now?
It's all about like making that little bit of progress. And it's so, I feel like it's so counterintuitive, because, you know, I come from exactly the same kind of mindset where it's like, it must be perfect. It must be, you know, ticking all these boxes. And then when it didn't, which it inevitably at some point wouldn't, then I would be like, you know what, I failed. That one bite of something that wasn't raw, that one lick of ice cream, and it would turn into a tub of ice cream and chips and fries and all this stuff, because I thought that it was the perfection that was going to get me results. And then it's so counterintuitive, because we think that by focusing instead on progress that we're not going to make as much. And then we actually end up making more, because if you can make continuous progress, then you're going to get your to your goal eventually, because you're always getting one step closer instead of like 10 steps forward and then 20 steps back.
I think too, like in the same line of thinking, like realizing too, like in those moments, maybe that I did decide to eat like a whole tub of ice cream, like it is one day, one tub of ice cream. Like you can move on from that the next day, and it just doesn't need to be this like snowballing effect, because like it takes your body a long time of continual repeated behavior to like change, right? Like it's like eating a tub of ice cream every night for a month for like your body to like genuinely like gain a lot of weight from it. You know, like we see the scale fluctuate a lot because of, you know, water weight and all those different things, but like it's pretty hard to like really make your body like gain a lot of fat in like a short amount of time. So it's just like, yeah, learning all the those kind of little things like is what has helped me kind of, again, come to more peace with everything and not be like over obsessing about like every little thing, you know, that goes into my mouth too.
I love that. It's almost like taking a bird's eye view of your life and being like, you know, that tiny, that one day, that those tiny granular details, they don't matter in and of themselves. It's what's like the body of what I do. I was going to say the body of work, and that sounds much more like an art term. Like, what's my lifestyle? What does my overall lifestyle look like? And that's going to be that's going to be how, where you end up. I think there's a quote that it's something like our habits. It's like, we don't get to choose like how our life goes. I want to find this quote and put it in later, but something like, we don't choose how our life is. We decide our habits, and then our habits decide our life, or something like that. And it's so, so true. And habits are the things that you do day in, day out.
Yeah. And it's like, I was just in a pod meeting this weekend with my girls, and they're like, oh, like, because I was talking about how I'm going to go on like a short trip this week. And I was like, you know, I'm going to try and bring like a few things planned, or like at least kind of loosely plan my food. And they're like, oh, like, what do you do when you go on vacation? All these things. I'm like, honestly, sometimes I just like eat the food and I don't like overstress about it. Cause again, like, it's my habits of like, what am I going to do right when I get home from that trip? Like, you know, so it's just like having that kind of like freedom and knowledge to know that like, hey, it's okay to like, you know, not be perfect all the time. As long as like your overall habits are good, you're good.
Yeah, I love that. And it's obviously had a huge result on your life. Can you talk about some of the things that you have struggled with since finding this way of eating and changing your lifestyle? What are some of the things that you have found obstacles?
Yeah, so I think I've already spoken about, but like life is always changing. And just constantly reminding myself of like, okay, new environment, like you need to create a new system then, right? So like I actually sat down when I knew, okay, I'm going back to school in person. Like, what does that environment look like? What kind of habits do I need to build around going back to work in person full time? So it's just like kind of checking yourself and being like, okay, wait, like there's something new on the horizon. So like, what are you going to do to, you know, adjust and, you know, continue moving in the right direction or even maintaining? So that, and kind of coupled with it, just again, redefining success in those moments. Because, you know, like I said, like expectations have to shift if, like, you know, you're not as much in control of your environment or things like that. But yeah, life just throws me a lot of curveballs. So I've just been trying to survive them this year, and I'm hoping in this like next year to just like kind of start to dwindle away at the last 10 pounds that I wanted to lose. But I know now that like time isn't like a thing that needs to be a part of that equation too. You know, like I said, I've been redefining success, kind of learning that, hey, life is always different. So you're always going to have to shift and adjust things.
Yeah, I love this conversation about environment because I feel like most people wouldn't even really recognize or understand that how your environment changes is going to change so many things about your habits. Like it's so crazy because like before I was doing Lean with Plants, I was working in a cafe. I was walking all day, like lifting stuff, moving around. I would have had like a very, very high calorie burn just from walking. And then because of that environment, like I had a short time to eat in the morning and at normally at like 8 in the morning, and then I wouldn't be eating again until 2:30, sometimes 3 o'clock. And I was quite stressed some of the time. And so I wouldn't really even want to eat very much. So, and I was also like counting macros at the time. I was giving that a go. And I wouldn't say it was easy, but I was at my lowest weight at that point. Like I was pretty lean. I had some like defined abs. And then I quit that job and I basically gained like 6, 7 pounds really, really quickly. And for the longest time I was like, did my consistency go? Like what, you know, what happened? And then learned a whole lot of stuff and realized in hindsight that like my lifestyle drastically changed. My movement went drastically down. And then the amount of food that I was eating went up just because my lifestyle was different. Like I didn't become like a less disciplined person. I wasn't a failure. It was just that my environment had had a huge hand in shaping my ability to get that lean. And that if I wanted to do that again, like number one, it was going to be harder. And then number two, it was going to be mean that I had to create a different system that was going to work for that new environment. Can you talk a little bit about how you see, like how you look at environments and what you're trying to think about in terms of how you define success for yourself in different environments?
Yeah, I also was going to add too to what you were saying. I think we all also get in a habit of like looking into the past and being like, oh, why was it so successful then? Or like, what's not working for me now? And like, I've struggled with that too, because it's just like I've had moments when I've been able to like be lean, lose weight in unsustainable ways. But like, you know, I can't help but have my mind jump back to those moments. But I always have to like ask myself again, like if I'm struggling or don't know like why things aren't working the right way, it's just like, what are you doing right now? Like what's working for you right now? Cause you're a different person than you were in the past. You're in a new environment than you were in the past. So like, you can't keep trying to like do what you did before, you know? It's like, you gotta just ask yourself, like, what is working right now? What isn't right now?
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Yeah. But to answer your question, was it like, you asked me about environment and like,
yeah, how do you set yourself up for success in the different environments that you have currently?
Yeah. So, one thing I always try and do, is just if I can get to a grocery store, if I'm like traveling home to see my parents, or if I'm, you know, even visiting friends, like I try and get to a grocery store. I try and get some like staple, easy things, like my simple salad that I love and keeps me pretty full. Like, you know, I use again, a whole can of chickpeas, cherry tomatoes, and like greens. And like, I know if I eat one, at least one of those a day, like it just makes me feel better about myself. And it just, you know, it just feels right in my tummy.
I'm so inspired by that. Cause you don't even have to cook anything. You just open it. Yeah.
And that's why I love it. Like I'll show up to, you know, my friend's house. It's like, I have the box of greens that I could even eat out of. So I just like rinse some cherry tomato soda in there, rinse some chickpeas soda in there, like, you know, use some like balsamic and nutritional yeast on it. And it's like, it tastes great. And I'm like obsessed with it. And it's like, just like finding really easy, quick things. When I'm in like different environments, like, again, I can kind of eat the same way I do at home. Like I'll go buy a box of soup that, you know, is oil free, and buy a bag of greens or like veggies that are already cut up that I just can snip the corner of, put in someone's microwave, and it's like steamed for me, you know? Mm-hmm. So just trying to find those like fast food fixes that are, you know, as whole food plant-based as I can. It's been definitely really helpful.
So one of the things that I wanted to point out to people listening is you're really thinking about the obstacles in your environments and how you can overcome them. And one of those obstacles, and I think we all have this, like, let's be honest, we're all so busy.
Yeah.
I think we're busier than ever. And it's so funny, Ruthann, because I was with a friend the other day and she was showing me this cookbook and it was beautiful. It was like this beautiful hardcover like plant-based cookbook, and everyone's in like white linen and like making like these beautiful meals from scratch and going and picking kale from the garden and all that, and like they're beautiful and they would take hours to make. Some of it's like fermenting your own stuff, and I was like, it's great for the people that have time to do that, but it kind of brought me back to remembering why I felt like a failure for so long, because I thought that I had to do that to be successful. I thought that I needed to, yeah. And so many of us, I was like, man, I can imagine what it would be like to be, and because I was there looking at stuff like this, and this is the kind of things that we see on Pinterest as well, and think that if I had to achieve that level of, and I don't know, like perfection, and then also just time spent in the kitchen to be, you know, to look like that, or to have that kind of lifestyle that was going to get me the results that I wanted, then I was like, well, there's no way that I'm going to be able to do that. It's just too intimidating. But then to hear your story, like you're literally opening a tin and you're throwing together premixed ingredients, and it works. It really works.
And it's literally like, it's so healthy. You know what I mean? Like I literally just tried to make things as simple and just fast food. It's literally all fast food. Like, you know, the box of soup on the stove, I throw the greens to steam for a second, and like, you know, there's dinner. It's like, that's been so helpful for me. I have so many like vegan ebook cookbooks on my computer and I never open them.
Yeah.
Like if the meal's gonna take more than 10 to 15 minutes to make, like I'm not making it. Yeah. I'm just not.
I'm so with you on that one as well. And it's like, it's such a nice thing to get to a point where you actually realize that this is not about, you know, the recipes. This is not about like the exact, you know, ingredients or anything like that. It's not about how much time you spend in the kitchen. It's really about making this doable and overcoming the most difficult obstacles for your specific situation. And for a lot of people, I would say most people, that is time. And it's something that we kind of, we forget. We think that we have to kind of become these people that suddenly have more time, or suddenly we want to spend time in the kitchen. And it's like, no, work with the kind of person that you are now. What are your current obstacles? If you hate things being plain as well, is another one. Why are you trying to all of a sudden live like this perfect, like raw lifestyle without salt? And your biggest obstacle is that you wouldn't even eat a vegetable if it was cooked.
Yeah. No, I love that you said that, because that was me. Like, I used to like be sodium free. Like, I tried to do like all the things, and just like it never worked long term. And it, I don't know. It just, I was just hyper focusing on like things that weren't really the issue, you know, at the end of the day.
And there's no reason why you can't get to that point at some time if you want to, if it supports you.
Yeah, no, I think like, it's crazy, because you'll be like, wait, I've heard this once in the past. Like, I definitely just like wasn't ready for that message yet. You know, I think there's definitely like levels that, you know, you should go to or go through before you start like, yeah, going like completely raw, right? It's like, I wasn't even like eating just like whole food plant-based probably like very well before that, you know? So it's just like, you know, there's definitely an easier way to go transition to becoming like a healthier person.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that I've taken away from this interview, and that I would encourage anyone listening to think about, is think about what progress would look like for you. Think about what your obstacles are currently, and then make it as doable as possible in a way that is going to bring you a little bit of progress. It doesn't have to be perfect, and then define that as success, because you can keep building on that. And that's something that you've done really, really well.
Oh, thanks.
I would love to hear, what have been the top three things that you've learned that have helped you lose these 25 pounds and keep them off as well?
Yeah. So I think one of the first things would be communication, like learning to say no to people that ask you if you want to do or eat certain things, learning to even just communicate with yourself and like listen to that like inner voice of like, you know, is this something I want to be doing? Or, you know, would I prefer to be, you know, making a healthier choice? But just like communicating with people like, hey, I'm trying to eat this certain way, or like, I'm gonna add this, you know, to our menu for the night, or just like being really clear with the people in your life and the expectations. Like, I know we're going on a trip this weekend. Like, I really want to still try and be as healthy as I can. Like, is it cool if we hit up the grocery store beforehand? Like, communication is definitely like one of the things that has helped me the most. And a lot of times in, when I was in a pod, like my obvious next step was a lot of the time just like having that conversation with people. Cause like people, and then the other side of it too, is like people will test you, you know, like you'll be like, hey, I don't want to eat like ice cream this weekend on our trip, like we usually like, you know, go overboard with, and then they'll like ask you again. You know what I mean? So it's just like communicating and like sticking to it, and like, you know, knowing that people are going to test you. So you got to like stay strong with that.
And that's a huge part of accountability as well. Yeah. Self-accountability is the most powerful form of accountability, where you've actually said, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And then you say that, you make that public, and then people, you feel like you have to hold yourself to that, because you don't want to go back on your word.
No. And I actually incorporate like a journaling practice every morning too. So like even just like communicating with myself, it's like, hey, are you happy with what happened yesterday? And just constantly like checking in with myself, because you'll get annoyed at yourself for being like, oh, like I didn't do this again, or I did do this again. It's like, okay, well, like then, you know, change needs to happen, and like, you know, you need to address this head on.
Yeah, that's huge. I think that people, I'm always thinking about this, where I used to think exactly the same. I used to think that accountability was about having someone check up on you and having someone say, like, did you do this? Did you stick to this? And it's not. It's more about you saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this thing on this day at this time. And then actually that feeling of being like, I can't, you know, like I have to do this. Like my word, my reputation is stamped on this. And it's crazy. Like just from even not a food perspective, like you can use that kind of format of what am I going to do and when am I going to do it? I talked about this, I think, in the last episode of the podcast. You can use that to achieve almost anything. I had on my whiteboard for the last 6 months that I wanted to do like a mini training. And then I was like so intimidated by the idea of doing it and finding a topic. And then I was like, no, I got to do this. So I put it out on Instagram. I was like, I'm going to do this training. It's going to be on this day. It's going to be at this time. Yeah. And it happened. It's like something that I'd been putting off for 6 months happened in 2 weeks because I said, this is what I'm going to do. This is when I'm going to do it. And then I made it public. And you've done that lots as well. Like you've been, I've seen you do that where you've like put out on your stories or you've put out to people, you know, like, this is what I'm doing. This is me for the month. This is like what I'm going to be eating. This is what I'm not going to be doing. And it's hugely powerful.
Yeah. I think the hardest part is that it's like very uncomfortable. Right. And like, you know, like, cause you're committing to change and change is just always an uncomfortable, scary thing. But like, you never regret it.
You know? Yeah. That's so. So that's the first thing. And that's a beauty.
I know. Right. I was like, oof, I gotta say this one. The next one has been definitely, consistency. I think, yeah, just, I used the UA app for a long time in the beginning of my Lean with Plants journey. And that was just illuminating. Just
can you explain to our listeners what that does?
Yeah. So the app, UA app, you take a picture of anything that you eat or drink. So, and you can also type in a text, like, which I loved finding out later on, like, oh, I forgot to take a picture of my breakfast. You can type it in. You could even put what time it was at. And you click one of two buttons, on plan or off plan. It's just, you know, it's a much, I think, better approach than like calorie counting or anything like that, because it doesn't require like a ton of like mental effort to like do this. Like once you get in a habit of it, you're like, oh, I'm eating something. You take your phone out and you do it. But yeah, just being able to genuinely see like where my inconsistencies were, because it tells you each week, like, what is your percentage of being on plan? It's just like black or white, on plan or off plan. So just being able to like see again, like where I was struggling to be consistent was really helpful. I used that app for like months. I don't really use it anymore because I feel like I've kind of internalized from those months of data, like, you know, what I need to be doing to be around that like 80 to 90% like consistency. So that's definitely number two.
I love that. It's like a way that you've really gotten clear on, you know, what your lifestyle looks like.
It like forces you to be super honest with yourself too, which I'll talk about with like the girls in my pod a lot of time. They're like, oh, like, I want to tweak this, or I'm struggling with this. And I'm like, are you really being perfect in every other area? Cause a lot of girls will be like, oh, like I want to like, maybe, you know, cut out some starch, eat some more veggies. And I'm like, but like, do you really think you need to do that yet? Like, you know, like, are you really honest? Like, it's hard to be like, yeah, you know, I'm having this glass of wine. I need to take a picture of it and put it on the app and say it's off plan. Cause like, I don't like, it's very hard to like, be honest with yourself and like, yeah, in those moments, but it helps so much if you do, if you commit to it.
Yeah, no, it's so true. It's so vitally important to have a realistic understanding of what your lifestyle looks like. And then, cause that's how you figure out where you need to tweak and change. And this is a huge difference in what like Lean with Plants is. And what I see a lot of other programs is that what we're trying to get to this point where we're looking at, you know, this is the objective scientific truths, calorie deficit. We need to be in a calorie deficit. We'll use calorie density because that's the healthiest and most effective way to do that, where you're eating food on that lower end of that calorie dense spectrum. So you've got all these principles to follow to help you get into a calorie deficit. But then from there, it's about looking and seeing, okay, you know, where am I struggling? What's stopping me from losing weight? If I'm not losing weight, I'm not in a calorie deficit. Is that because I'm binging every weekend? Is that because, you know, like maybe I need to slightly reduce the calories at my meal? It's looking at this and saying, you know, this is the actual data. where are my obstacles? And then that's where I'm going to focus my effort, because it's not about following something perfectly that is going to guarantee you results. It's only getting into a calorie deficit. So that's going to look a bit different for everyone, because we all struggle with different things.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like, like we've talked about too, like being in that like all or nothing approach, right? Like, so consistency for me to help, like, looks like I get to, or I allow myself to have, you know, something a little bit more elaborate or fun to eat on the weekend, because mm-hmm. then I don't feel like, oh, I'm just like eating broccoli and sweet potato every day. Like, so mm-hmm. consistency looks like me allowing myself to also have off plan moments, or like, yeah, just like a little bit more indulgent meal. Like, you know, maybe I will make a, you know, vegan veggie pizza on the weekend and I'll put a little bit of cashew cream on it. Like, oh my gosh, you know, like it's cashews. Ah, but it's like, but that's so much better than me like ordering a vegan pie that's covered in vegan cheese. So it's like, yeah, consistency looks like, you know, intentionally planning things too, that are a little bit more like indulgent feeling.
Yeah. And then it's not a cheat day, because you've actually, you factored that in and you've looked at, okay, this is actually going to help my consistency. This is a much better decision that I would make than had I been like, you know, I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to white knuckle this. I'm going to just eat broccoli and sweet potato every single day until I'm like, had it. And then I'm going to binge on Domino's pizza for 2 weeks. It's picking your battles. Eh? It's having like that perspective to go, you know, what is that real obstacle that I'm trying to overcome? And for most of us, it's, you know, it's the practical one on a day-to-day basis of time. And then on a more like week-to-week, month-to-month basis, it's how is my consistency with that high processed food? What's my, like, what does binging look like for me? All of those kind of things. So I love that you're really using actual data to have a look at where your issues are, and then work on those before doing those tiny little tweaks that might not even be necessary.
Yeah. And that's kind of like one of those things, like I said, redefining success. Like I just, you know, took a very much more relaxed approach about all of this year. I was like, wait, you just like, why don't you just like try your best, build this lifestyle over the next year? Like you will get to like your lowest weight when you get there. But I've just been, you know, collecting all this data this past year. I'm like, oh, this is what it looks like building a lifestyle in the summer, during the holidays, when I'm at my parents' house, like in these different situations.
Yeah. So you have such a focus that building a lifestyle and building habits is going to get you to the result. Mm-hmm. Like your focus is not on how many pounds you lose in a week. It's really on something tangible that you can control week to week, which is your habits.
Well, I think I was, because I was just so, like I said, exhausted with that roller coaster of like obsessing about food and then not obsessing. And like doing that roller coaster, like never actually helped me lose weight, you know? But what I really wanted to gain with Lean with Plants was like that food freedom and just like not like overstressing about every little thing that comes in my mouth. And like you said, like the weigh-ins week to week, it's just like, like this is the lifestyle. I want to stop like over obsessing about all of like these tiny little details at the end of the day that like weren't actually even helping me achieve the goals I wanted to.
I love that so much. So what's your third thing?
Definitely eating so many more veggies. 50-50 plates, like always just like focusing every day of like, how can I eat more veggies today? Like at what meal? And even in moments of like eating out and things like that, like, oh, before I go out to eat with my friends, I know I'm going to eat off plan. Could I eat a pound of broccoli before I go? Like that's like been huge for me too. That has just been super helpful. Cause I think like when I was following like the raw diets or like high carb, low fat, like I was really focusing on like eating starch, you know, in the high carb, low fat kind of movement. And then with raw, like obviously, you know, I was eating a lot of veggies, but honestly a lot more fruit too. So I think since joining Lean with Plants, I've just put like a huge emphasis on like just eating a lot of veggies and then just like sneaking them in like wherever I can.
I love that. I love that thought of like how you wake up in the morning or you're cooking and you're like, how can I eat more veggies? Because that's how I think about things now as well. I think that's been the probably the biggest practical shift that I've made in my lifestyle is going from, you know, I'm eating healthy, try to eat healthy, to being, how can I eat like a buttload of veggies?
Like I'll go to the grocery store and I'm like, okay, like I want 5 days worth of food. I will grab, you know, 3 bags of broccoli that I'll have a pound of broccoli in them. I'll grab a bag, you know, 2 bags of string beans. And I'm like, one of these is going to get eaten every night, you know? Mm-hmm. So just like making it super easy and just like kind of building my meals off of that. It's like, okay, now I have the veggies. Like what else am I feeling that day? And I'll, you know, be really flexible with, you know, whatever kind of like starch or whatever kind of meal I want to have. But it's like, okay, first, this is going to be a part of the meal. Now what else?
Yeah, it's such a huge key part of it. And the reason being is that the more veggies you eat, the more you're going to lower the calorie density of your meals. So even if you're eating this, if you're eating similar kind of things to what you've always eaten, and then you have a side of veggies on there, then the calorie density comes down. You're still going to eat like a similar amount in terms of volume, but the calories in that are going to be less because you've got this like diluting factor, which is vegetables.
And I'm definitely someone that can eat a lot of food. Like I like to
eat. Amen, girl.
I like to eat a lot of pounds of food by the end of the day. It's not a problem at all eating a pound of veggies in one go. Like not at all. Never has been since I joined Lean with Plants. I always laugh like when some girls are like, oh, like how do you eat that much? I'm just like, give me your extra veggies. I'll eat them for you. I got the room. Like I like to feel like honestly uncomfortably full after dinner. So veggies are what helped me, you know, do that.
Yeah. And it's so cool because you get to do that. Like if you want to eat huge portions, you get to do that. It doesn't mean that you have to, but it's something that you have the freedom to do, really eat until you're full. That's so cool. Thank you. Those are three, like, I feel like those three things in and of themselves could be entire podcasts. They're just like nuggets of gold.
I love it.
What's one thing that our listeners can take away that you think is going to have a huge impact on their weight loss?
I think the number one thing people have to do is be honest with yourself and the people around you. Like trust your gut. Like what do you know that you need to do? Like, and what needs to happen for you to get that done? Like, you just need to be honest with yourself. Like, are you binge eating on the weekend and you're not tracking it? Like, are you telling people around you like what your goals are and like, you know, what you need from them and, you know, your environment? Mm-hmm. Like, you just need to like be honest with yourself and everyone around you. Cause if you keep all these different things just kind of rolling around in your head all the time, it's very easy to like go on that roller coaster of high motivation, low motivation. Mm. Just being honest with yourself and everyone.
Being honest, that's huge. And because if you're not as well, like you do start to feel like a failure. It's that thing where you're doing the same thing over and over and over and you're expecting a different result. And like even just like obviously I want the people who are listening this to, if like you're struggling, join Lean of Plants, like come and join me, join Ruthann. Like it's an amazing place where you actually like you will have the tools to help you lose weight. And this is one of the things is like I've become more and more aware of this and seeing it in not only with dieting but like business and personal development, so many things. If you're struggling on your own and then you're not being honest that like, I can't do this on my own or what I'm doing is not working, then get help, get the help that you need.
Which is that exact thing that you just said is what made me join Lean with Plants a year ago. And I am so grateful that I did. Cause like I said, I'm certified in plant-based nutrition. Mm. I read all the books with all the vegan doctors. Like I've always known all the right things to do. And it wasn't until I joined Lean with Plants that I was able to really like take that bird's eye view, look at my life and be like, okay, why, if I know all the right things to do, like why aren't they happening and why am I not able to achieve my goals? I was able to be really honest with myself. I met with my pod group each week and had to be honest with them, honest with myself about like, what is the actual like things standing in my way? What are the things that are working for me? What are the things that are not working for me?
Mm. Yeah, that's so, so huge. It's like honesty is really taking a look and being like, if I'm doing these same things and nothing's changing, then I need to change something. Something drastic kind of needs to change for that to become, for the outcome to change as well. So I love that. I think that, like, thank you so much for hopping on. It's been absolutely a privilege to hear everything that you have to say. I think it's been incredibly helpful.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Chelsea. I've been looking forward to this conversation and being able to hang out with you. So it's been a great chat.
Thank you so much.
That was a goodie, am I right? I just walked away from this episode absolutely buzzing because there were so many nuggets of goodness. And the thing that really stood out for me was how Ruthann has really been able to communicate what's going to help her. And she's made that public. This is a strategy that you guys know. I've talked about this. I've talked about making things more likely for you to do them with a commitment device, which is a way that you kind of trap yourself into actually doing something that you've said that you're going to do. And I love that. I love that she's using all of these things to do with habit formation in making follow through easier. If you like the episode, then please consider leaving a review. It really, really helps get this podcast to more people. And I love reading your reviews every week. You can also send me a DM on Instagram or share on your stories how you found this interview. I would love to hear how you found it because I thought it was such a good one. And if you identified with Ruthann's story of knowing what you need to do, but not being able to create sustainable habits that actually lead you to that goal, then join Lean with Plants. I would love to invite you into our community. Lean with Plants is a 5-step program that takes you from the very beginning of how weight loss actually works, all the way through to understanding how to create a lifestyle that you can maintain. This includes everything through understanding how to get into a calorie deficit, how to tweak your meals, how to create sustainable habits for your lifestyle. Whatever state of weight loss you're at, whether that is the last 10 pounds or you really have no idea where to start, then we can help you get there. Not only is the content in the program amazing, but the community is phenomenal. It is not until you have a group of people around you supporting you and pushing you to make progress that you understand how much you needed it. Lean with Plants is opening again on the 26th of October 2021, which is not far away, and I would love to have you join our family. You can find all the information in the episode description. You can also go to www.leanwithplants.com to get on the wait list, and we will send you an email as soon as we open up. We only open up for 5 days every quarter, so hop on in when we open in just a few weeks. All right, that is it from me. I will see you next week for another episode. Bye!